Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Quit it now!
All right, who broke the screen? That's the question I have. For those of you on radio, you have no idea what I'm talking about. For those of you watching on television, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's a broken television again in the studio behind us. Someone broke another one of these televisions, these very expensive monitor television. I don't know what they're monitors.
Yeah, I don't think you
can. Someone broke another one.
I don't think you can, you know, turn on your favorite show on the boob tube on one of these TV sets.
Yeah.
But because the TV, they don't want the broken monitor behind me.
So now we have to get really close? So, I mean,
It's not like Beetle and I are having lunch at some bistro.
This is
JP.
Awkward. This is awkward as hell is what it is. I don't like this. I don't like this one. You don't like this.
It's like
I know you don't like this.
It's like we're in an Oban Pan in the hospital, you know, where the seats
are
really
close.
Yeah.
We're trying to low talk. We're trying to low talk, trying to keep our conversation down so they know it at the next table.
What did they say about that growth? What are they going to do about
it? Thankfully,
benign.
It's benign.
It's good news. Don't say it too loud. Other people are getting bad news.
Yeah, I know. Somewhere else could be getting bad news here today. So it's benign. They are going to need to remove it. With a day surgery, though. So I'll be going home the same day.
Outpatient. Now, because we are so close, normally I will disregard the request that we sit in the same height chair. But because we are so close today, do I now have to switch to the low chair?
I don't care. I don't care what you do.
Okay, good.
But
as long as you don't care.
Here's what I don't understand. Why do you have to move because the television's broken? Everyone knows the television is broken.
It doesn't look good.
It's plainly obvious that the TV has been broken. That someone smashed into it and broke the TV.
That TV set doesn't look good on the TV set.
So what?
That's why you got to...
So what?
That's why you're sitting there, because it's not in that shot.
So they don't want to show it in the shot,
right,
is what it is.
Right.
It's an eyesore.
So now for the next 4 hours, we have to sit awkwardly close to each other because of a broken monitor. Oh. Let's quit the simulcast right now, please. Is this like the one-year anniversary? Are we on the one-year anniversary right now?
Oh, God, no.
It's like this week. Next week. I don't know. Let's quit it right now.
No, I think we're a couple months out from that anniversary.
No, it started in July last year.
Did it?
Yeah.
All right. I don't mind it.
Everybody knows it's broken. It's just a broken monitor.
I feel more engaged sitting this close to you.
This is weird.
Tell me something about sports.
This pisses me off. Sorry, I hate to do that. I hate to start the show on such a negative note.
Yeah, especially after your unexpected vacation last week.
Artie, this is so weird. I can't do this. I can't focus. I can't do this.
What's unnatural about this?
It is so...
Our knees are touching,
I've
but
I've never
so
done this. I've never done a show sitting less than 36 inches from the person who I'm supposed to be doing the show with.
Every show at Warrior, you're sitting this close. It's just like Warrior.
But we don't look at each other like this there. This is weird. I'm going to look this way. I can't look at you. I can't do this. I'm looking this way.
Well. You're making it more awkward than it has to be.
I am.
I'll move over here.
That's better.
Okay.
All right. I'm moving this way.
All right.
I'm moving this way.
Why is it that you had last week off? That wasn't scheduled. You just out of the blue, you decided I'm not showing up.
Well, I was scheduled to have off from Wednesday on.
And you just threw in Monday and Tuesday.
Well, yeah, I found out Zoe wasn't going to be here.
What am I?
I didn't know your status. Were you here or not?
Yes.
And then I found out you were going to be here.
Yes.
I thought you were off, too. I'm not even joking. I thought you were not going to be here.
Ted and I had a good show on Monday and Wednesday. And then I was in here with Fred on Tuesday. So, sorry.
All right. Yeah. So, you were not on the show on Tuesday?
Nope.
Maybe that was why I was confused, because I thought you were off last week too. And I thought I was going to end up being the only one here.
When is it that we will, the three of us, be back?
Oh,
me, you, and Zoe.
Sometime in August.
So not this week, not next week.
Yeah.
Because you're gone next week.
And now my password expired. Okay. You get a new password too.
All right.
Having some issues here. But a lot happened while I was gone.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a bit.
Well, that first Monday you were gone, that was the biggie.
That was the big one. That was the Al Horford leaving to the 76ers, finding out about Kyrie definitely going to Brooklyn, that being confirmed. And then over the weekend, this past weekend, Kawhi Leonard shocking the world and not just going to the Clippers. That wasn't shocking, right?
No.
The Clippers were in this thing the entire time. The Clippers have been rumored to be his landing spot for a year, even though it looked like he could end up going to the Lakers. He ends up going to the Clippers, but then out of nowhere, he pulls a rabbit out of his hat, and it's that he gets Paul George in a trade and all of a sudden gets to L.A. and brings Paul George with him in an overnight trade a year after Paul George had committed to Oklahoma City. And just days after the city of Oklahoma City, that is, had declared it like Paul George week. They gave him a day. They celebrated him for his commitment to the city, for staying there, for wanting to be there. And overnight, they trade him to L.A. after Kawhi, his agent, ends up playing Toronto versus L.A., playing them off of each other. And Oklahoma City says, yeah, I know you committed to us. Yeah, we'll trade you, no problem. You want to go play with Kawhi? Yeah, we'll do it for you. We'll figure it out.
How do you give that speech? When any athlete arrives in this humble burg and actually decides to stay more than their contractually allotted time, we honor that person for his bravery and courage to actually live in Oklahoma City. Thank you, sir. It's so sad.
How bad is that?
The first chance you get to go play with your buddy in L.A. Is that the Lakers? Nah, it's the Clippers. Ah, so what? It's L.A.
Let's go to L.A.
I mean, Clippers are a good team. There's nothing wrong with going to the Clippers right now. But, you know, when you say guys want to play in L.A., I generally think it's because of the Lakers. They want to be a Laker. They want to, you know, put on that gold uniform. They want to be a Los Angeles Laker or Clipper. It's really just about being
anymore.
It's really just about
they play
being
in the
Hollywood.
Same building.
Yeah.
Same building, same lifestyle,
yep.
Same city.
Right.
Why do I have to play for the Lakers?
Same clubs, same restaurants.
Yeah. What do I care?
Same movie opportunities.
I can live in the same condo complex as if I were playing for the Lakers. What does it matter? You know, I can live in the same high rise with the same doorman as if I were playing for the Lakers. What do I care?
Yep.
Oh, I could live in the same neighborhood as the Kardashians if I play for the Clippers versus playing for the Lakers. So I'm just going to go play for the Clippers. And this is terrible for teams in the Eastern Conference. It's great for the league. It's terrific for the league. There's yet another super team in the NBA. And the Western Conference gets stronger. Do you know how great the Western Conference Finals will be? You know how great basketball will be in L.A. this coming season?
Unbelievable.
It's going to be amazing.
But, I mean, we can't count out Golden State. They still have Klay Thompson and Steph Curry.
And they're now considered the third best team in the Western Conference.
So you start with the foregone conclusion, not just by what you predict, but what actually happened. The team to come out of the West for the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, how many ever it's been. You start with them because they're still in the mix. They lost a guy. That's it. So they're still in there. You've got the Lakers. You've got the Clippers. Where are the Rockets shake out in all this? Anybody considering them? Are they considered like a force out there? But there are other teams that made it deep into the playoffs, whether it's Portland, whether it's I mean, there are like a number of ways this could shake out. I would pick probably two teams to be there, you know, at the very end. But the finals, the conference finals could be any number of teams. So, yeah, I think it's going to be cool. That's going to be fun to watch. Good. Let them cannibalize each other out west. Wonderful.
Okay, but at the end, who has a chance in the Eastern Conference to win the NBA title?
I don't know how this...
Nobody! Nobody! The champion's not coming out of the East. You got no shot. Sorry, Celtics fans. Zero chance.
They beat each other.
Not that you thought you had a chance to begin with. But the East, on the whole, doesn't matter. You're playing for second place.
It's going to be really difficult.
You're playing for second place now.
As difficult as we thought it was. And the Raptors did a little something to undo that. And what did that final series tell you? It told me that if you lose one of those key cogs for the championship series, that it can change everything. No one would have picked the Raptors to beat the Golden State Warriors.
No.
But Kevin Durant went down.
Yeah.
So if you get one.
And the Raptors just lost their best player, the guy who got them there and won it. He just went to this team that created the new super team out west.
But let's say
Kawhi just moved.
Everything clicks in Philadelphia, or they manage to somehow overcome what's expected of them in Milwaukee.
No shot.
If they go up against, say, the Clippers, as they are the odds-on favorite right now, and that's just for betting purposes. I don't necessarily think that means they have a better chance than the Lakers or even Golden State right now. But let's say it's them. If Paul George doesn't play, do you then give them more of a chance? You have to.
Well,
of course you do.
That's introducing variables. I mean, we're having the conversation based on the fact that everyone's playing.
Assuming health.
Yeah, assuming health. Yeah. We have every conversation assuming that everyone is playing. I mean, if you're going to introduce injuries, then of course, yeah, you open the door for things to happen that you otherwise wouldn't have predicted. So, assuming health, assuming everyone's playing, the Eastern Conference, welcome to second place. You're out of it.
Any one of the top three teams in the West could beat, pick your best team in the East.
In fact,
there are three teams out West that could beat them.
If this remains the case going forward for the next few years, the NBA is going to have a case to introduce some sort of new playoff system where the championship can be with two Western Conference teams facing one another. I mean, they've sort of floated this idea before of some sort of tournament style in the playoffs where it's not necessarily Eastern Conference, Western Conference. This is going to be one of their best cases because the Western Conference is going to be so much better than the Eastern Conference, and it's going to be so weighted in favor of the Western Conference. They're going to have a case because the Eastern Conference, I mean, we can sit here and we can debate where the Celtics are in that mix and how much better Philadelphia got and where Milwaukee is, and we will do that. It doesn't matter. You could play to get to the championship, which is great. I mean, we all would want to strive for that, and we would all want the Celtics to be in that position, but you're going to get squashed like a bug. Assuming health. Again, we'll keep going back to that. Assuming health. You can keep rooting for those injuries and rooting for guys to, be hurt, to open that door. But it doesn't look good. The Western Conference is really good, and guys keep going there. And Kawhi Leonard pulled off just a ridiculous thing over the weekend. Paul George, thank you for the honor, Oklahoma City. Thank you for the day. I'm now leaving. It actually was, I think yesterday was his day, was Paul George Day in Oklahoma City. He left before his day. Do I have that right, Tim Agone? The day was yesterday.
I believe so.
July 7th was Paul George Day. That was an awkward Paul George Day. Give him the key to the city, and he's on his way to L.A. A year after committing there. I've decided I've had enough here. A year after signing my contract here, I'd like to be traded. Oh, okay. We'll trade you. What a league. What a league. Kawhi Leonard orchestrates a ridiculous move. He gets Paul George traded and forms his own team in L.A., not with the Lakers, but with the Clippers. So that's what I think it means for the Eastern Conference, and of course that means the Celtics as well. 617-779-0985. The one thing that we did discuss that happened a week ago now was Al Horford going to Philadelphia. So that's in the mix as well. We'll get to your call, 617-779-0985. Zoe out again this week. Beadle and Hardy with you today. Tim McCone on headlines. Don't go anywhere.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
In a league where there are really no tampering charges, there really aren't. I know Magic was fined a bunch of times for tampering. Yeah, right. When it comes to actual tampering, they never go after anybody in this league. Al Horford kept quiet where he was going. It was under wraps. Mystery team for days. Actually, more than a week, his mystery team where he was going. It ended up being Philadelphia. I'm sorry, I'm rehashing here because it wasn't here. Wow, that's brutal. That's absolutely terrible that he picked Philadelphia. You know my thoughts on Brett Brown. That guy is an absolute clown. Complete bozo. And he chose to go and play for Philadelphia, which has sort of developed into a little bit of a Celtics rival, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
Celtics rival. Sort of. Celtics done a good job of beating them. And he goes there to go play for that coach and that clown show of a team. I mean, that has been a clown show. It has, right? They've had, you think the Celtics young kids have had issues?
Brutal.
They've had issues that have sort of been played out publicly. That's where he wants to go and take a little bit more money. When you look at some of the incentives in the deal, it was more money. It wasn't a ton more. It was more.
He's going to end up with more money. He's got his 4 years, which is what he said. And the reason why, and the organization, Beadle, I get it. And everything they have going on with coaching and the things that they've been dealing with their players over the years, there should be reluctance there. But whether you believed what he said about wanting the 4 years or not, I believed what he wanted was, you know, a championship. He wanted a place where he could go and win. And based on what they have there, who do you think is in a better position to win a ring sooner? I'm not saying either one of them are going to win one soon. But between the Celtics and the Sixers, who would you give the edge to?
Sixers.
Right. So he's accomplished that, and he got his 4 years. So while it's going to suck for Boston, and it changes the dynamic of a lot of things surrounding this team and this, and you know what the franchise means and how they attack free agents, I can't really blame them. I think they probably could have done. I think the team with Kemba Walker and Al Horford would be a suitable replacement going forward for not having Kyrie Irving here, and see if you can make things work. But I don't know that he made the wrong choice based on what he said contract-wise he wanted and what he wants to do career-wise.
But he knew that Kyrie was gone. So he was making his decision knowing that Kyrie would not be here.
However, he also knew that Kemba Walker was going to be here. And that's what changed it a little bit for me. So he either thinks so little of Kemba Walker and his ability to stay here and win with Kemba Walker and the other guys who are still going to be here, or he thinks the opportunity is that much better in Philadelphia. I still don't
believe it's
about
the 4 years. I wouldn't even count the Kemba Walker thing against. I would just say that he thinks so little of the level of talent or the guys that he played with or something else, whether that be his relationship with the coach or that he soured on the operation based on how things were handled with the guys last year. That's what I would probably look at. And maybe he just felt like he needed a clean break from whatever went wrong last year. Said, you know what? I don't want to be a part of this anymore. And the more you look at it now, the more I question whether or not his actual discussions with the team were anything more than a courtesy. Like, were they just a courtesy? Was that a courtesy conversation about having, you know, yeah, let's talk about, you know, potential 3-year deal, re-signing, coming back, you know, sort of just throwing it out there, keeping things friendly. And then once he got free, he told the agent, find me a 4-year deal, find a little bit more money and make this look like I got a better deal elsewhere. Get me the hell out of here.
And then tell them away, don't leave them on.
Right. And then say, hey, if you get me a deal elsewhere, see if you can find some incentives to make it look like a much bigger deal, like I'm getting a much better offer to go elsewhere. And 76ers were happy to say, yep, we can make that work. We can add those incentives in.
Right, because those incentives, when you factor in those incentives, it's not that much different.
No, it's not.
That's
why I look at it and say he went elsewhere because he wanted to go elsewhere. That's what it was about. Right. He wanted to leave. This wasn't about getting enticed to go elsewhere. He wanted to leave, and he chose Philadelphia. And Philadelphia wanted him, as did other teams that wanted Al Horford. Why wouldn't you want Al Horford if you're a team that you think you're sort of, you know, building something? And that makes them a lot better. It does. In the short term, it makes Philadelphia a lot better. They've got a good roster. They've got a bozo head coach, though. I'm sorry, man. I cannot get on board with Brett Brown. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. But I just go back to, there is the cell phone on the bench getting blown out in the playoffs in the first round. Mm-hmm. And I know they claim that someone had a sick kid and Amir Johnson had a sick child. I don't know if I buy that. But still, they've had their fair share of growing pains with their young players on their roster. Maybe Al Horford feels like, you know what? At least I can have a clean slate, and maybe I can actually help this group of young players. I couldn't do it here. Maybe I can do it there. And maybe he can. And maybe he can have a positive impact in Philadelphia when he didn't really have much of a positive impact on the young players here. He, at least it didn't show. We didn't think it did.
No.
Maybe he has no impact again. But that sucks. I hated to see that.
If his leadership is so great, how is it that he was unable to overcome what was, you know, happening in that locker room? If it was Kyrie Irving or if it was Jaylen Brown.
Who knows if he is a good leader? I mean, we have no indication that he was leading anybody in that locker room. None.
We keep being told that.
Well, he wasn't leading Kyrie Irving.
Nope.
And he wasn't leading any of the young players. So we have no indication that that was the case. But he may have had no one who was willing to be led. And that may have been Kyrie Irving's issue, too. What if you go somewhere where you have a group of guys that are willing to look up to someone like Al Horford? Then all of a sudden you can be a great leader, right? So much of being a great leader is whether or not you have people underneath you that are willing to, you know, listen and look up to you. Maybe he's got a group of guys that are in Philadelphia that look at Al Horford and say, wow, this is Al Horford. I want to look up to this guy. I respect this guy. I know what he's capable of. I know what he's been through. And I look at him and say, he's an adult. Which he is. We always give him credit for that. He was always the adult in the room. He certainly is mature, which can't be said for most of the guys on this Celtics team last year. Could be said for some, not all.
Yeah, put an adult into a room of seven-year-olds, and just by virtue of them being the only adult in the room, are they going to listen to him?
Does it mean that the seven-year-olds are going to morph into adults?
Right. Are they going to behave themselves? No. Not necessarily.
You could try your best. You could keep trying. There are some people that would be able to whip those seven-year-olds into shape.
What you need is a nine-year-old. They'll fall in line quickly.
617-779-0985. Ralph is in the car today. What's up, Ralph?
How's it going on, Beatles?
Hey.
I was wondering, since you were saying earlier that the West is still better than the East.
Yes.
What do you think, assuming how, like you said, what do you think about the Brooklyn Nets being a formidable opponent to any team out West, but Kyrie, Kevin Durant, fully healthy?
Okay, so you're talking about a couple of years down the road when Durant is healthy. That, I think, changes things. That's 2 years away, though, because that will not be for this upcoming season. In fact, I have some thoughts on that, too, surprisingly.
Okay, good.
That's it hurt to see Al Horford go to Philadelphia, because now I feel that Philly has got a better situation than Boston, which I hate. I feel they've got a better roster. I don't know that they have a better coach or better coaching situation or better leadership, because Brett Brown just blows my mind.
I agree, but I also know that if you get enough talent, the coaching becomes secondary.
I totally agree with that. What would happen if Brad Stevens and Brett Brown flipped right now?
Oh. I would love,
because Philadelphia strikes me as a team that needs coaching, and they'd be well on their way, because I think they've got talent. I don't think they lack for talent.
But you see, we say that, and I like Brad Stevens, and I like, you know, what he's done here, but they had talent in Boston.
Because when you have young talent, you need someone that sort of needs to put it together. You need the glue. You do. You need sort of to have someone to show him the way. Al Horford could be that guy for them, by the way.
But Brad Stevens had all that. He had Al Horford and Kyrie Irving and all this young talent here in Boston.
Yeah.
He had it last year. He had them all healthy. Into the playoffs. Let's go. Maybe. What happened, Beetle?
Yeah, he maybe needed a little more talent. Kyrie, though. Kyrie and Durant to Brooklyn. Kyrie's closer to a championship than the Celtics are.
Oh.
And that stings. We'll talk about that coming up after the headlines of McCone. Don't go anywhere.
Sports Hub Headlines.
All right, Teddy Bruschi posting on Instagram this morning that he is doing much better after suffering a stroke last week. Red Sox, meanwhile, with a 6-3 win over the Tigers yesterday in their final game before the All-Star break. Boston, 9 games back of the Yankees in the AL East. Alex Cora looking for a much better second half from his team.
We need to get better. We need to get better. There's a few things here that, you know, although we finished strong and all of that, they know it. They know it as a group. We got to be ready for a Friday. Now we play, what, 34 days after that, and, you know, we start with the Dodgers right away. You know, it should be fun over the weekend. I think we can be a lot better than this.
Tonight it's the Home Run Derby in Cleveland. The winner taking home $1 million, and Kevin Durant switching teams, and now he is switching numbers as well from 35 to 7. Sports Hub Headlines brought to you by the Lowell Spinners. Check out Star Wars Night on July 13th, where Tony Maz will throw out the first pitch in 98.5 The Sports Hub. We'll broadcast live. Go to LowellSpinners.com to get your tickets today. I'm Tim McCone, Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update, 30 minutes.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Everybody.
It was fourth grade. I had just gotten done watching the Mets in the finals, and when I knew that this is a dream that I want to fulfill, I had to manifest it. I had to go get it. I had to put in my time. I had to put in my hours. I had to relentlessly work on a craft and do it with a passion and love that no one could take away from me.
My name is Ho, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call.
You know what would make it so much easier? With Kyrie Irving. You know what would be so much easier to respect about him? If he just said, I'm going to Brooklyn because Kevin Durant's going there. We're going to have a really good team. End of story. Who could argue with that? I couldn't argue with that. Could you argue with that? Nope. Kevin Durant's going there. I'm going there, and we're going to be awesome. Oh. Hard to argue with that one, Kyrie. Yep, you're right. But instead, it's about all this crap about your dreams in Brooklyn and going to New York and...
In my heart, I knew I always wanted to play at home.
Stop it!
And home is where my heart is.
No, it's not.
It's always been there simply because of such a great love that I have for my family and the way I grew up. I wouldn't change anything about this journey at all. It's brought me back here, and that's home. And home is where my family is. Home is where I want my legacy to continue.
All right, fine, whatever. Enough. I can't take this anymore. Shut it off, Tom. Shut it off. Enough. Just say you're going there to play with Durant. Really? I'm going to Brooklyn. Yeah, it's New York. It's pretty cool. It's a great place to live. And Durant's going, too. We're going to be great. Oh, well, I guess you're right. We can all sit there and say, yep, Kyrie's right. Hard to argue with that one. No, but instead it's all this other crap about, I don't know, selling sneakers or something. I don't know.
He wants to play one-on-one with his dad.
Oh, stop it. Stop
selling. Get that jersey retired.
God, enough already with that. You already gave us that whole spiel here in Boston. I'm going to put my number up in the rafters. You already did the dad commercial here in Boston. We don't buy that crap. We already know you're selling us something that you probably won't follow through on. And in 3 years, they'll hate you in Brooklyn the same way they do here in Boston now. So please don't do that to us again. Enough, Kyrie. Just say you're going to Brooklyn because Kevin Durant is going to join you there. And in a year when he's healthy again, you guys will be really good together.
In my heart, I always wanted to play at home.
No, enough.
Home is where my heart is.
Enough. Enough of that. Please. In fact, I look at the two decisions that were made by these two guys, Kyrie and Horford, to leave. Horford, you can argue that Horford switching teams, if Horford had stayed with the Celtics already, instead of going to Philadelphia, are the Celtics better than the 76ers? Is there a change in like balance of power there between the two teams? Because they're not that far apart.
I think it's a wash. I think it's really close.
Okay, but by him leaving the Celtics and going to the 76ers, they're better than the Celtics.
Yes.
Okay, I agree with you on that.
Right.
Kyrie, on the other hand, Kyrie leaving and going to the Nets puts himself in a much better situation with Kevin Durant than playing on the Celtics.
Yes.
There's no question about it. Again, he's not going to have that situation for another year.
Correct.
But he will be in a position to win and will be closer to winning than had he stayed with this Celtics roster.
Yep.
We discussed this as a possibility 2, 3, 4 months ago when this came up around the All-Star break. And we all said at the time, if this is real, if them in the hallway discussing the possibility of joining up together, and that's a real possibility, and they really are talking about 2 max slots. And I was like, I don't know if they really are. Who knows? I have no idea. I don't know if they're actually saying those words or not. I was not reading lips at the time. I know Felger was. I wasn't. But I said, if that's real, if that's really going on, well, then how the hell do you argue with him if he leaves and joins him? He'll be in a better position. He'll be closer. You can't argue with what he's going to do. And then he did it. It's better than being with this Celtics roster. What would you choose if you were him? Take all the other drama out of it. Take all the other bullcrap promises that he made when he was here out of it. You know, if you'll have me, I'll be here. Want my number retired. I love the Celtics. Part of my journey. Blah, blah, blah. All the nonsense he's spewing again, this time in Brooklyn. And this time he's home.
Well, he always wanted to play
that. Oh, what a bunch of nonsense that is. He's doing it all over again in Brooklyn.
In my heart, I knew I always wanted to play.
Yeah, they're going to hate you in 3 years there, too. Just wait. Yes, you'll wear out your welcome there, too. I know it'll happen. That's who you are. But at least there, you'll have a really good chance of winning. And so when Durant comes back, assuming he's healthy, assuming the Achilles, you know, rehab goes well over the next 10, 12 months, and he comes back and they play together and they've got, you know, other good young talent there, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. They'll be better than the Celtics.
Sure.
They will be a lot better than the Celtics. They will arguably be the best team in the Eastern Conference. They will be in the NBA Finals. So at least you look at his decision and say, well, he made a decision, like basketball-wise, that makes a ton of sense. Al Horford, he just wanted to leave. He just wanted to get the hell out of here. And the same could be true of Kyrie, but at least he goes to a situation that is easily a lot better.
Right. And Al
Horford, it's a harder case to make.
Horford wasn't in the same position that Kyrie and Kawhi and Kevin Durant are in, where they can essentially choose wherever it is that they want to go. I mean, Al Horford, on some level, did want that 4-year deal. And he did want to, you know, go to a place where he was going to have a slightly better chance of winning. He had other... and he had to go to a team that needed him and wanted his specific skill set. And for Al Horford, it's not the most tangible thing. It's not like watching Durant or Kyrie or Kawhi. No, you have to need somebody who's going to be a bit more of a facilitator, and he's going to play defense for you. So that limits his options a little bit too. But for these other guys, it's like that article in The Score where Damian Lillard said, It's more about who's already there. You know, forget about the destinations. Forget about whether towns are good for free agency. Forget about who the coach is. Players who are already there, or players who say they are going there, is the biggest factor in deciding where these guys are going to play. And for Kyrie and Kevin Durant, it was a 1-2 punch. You know, that it's almost like they had decided, well, we're going to go play somewhere together next time. Where is it going to be? Is it going to be New York? Is it going to be here? Is it going to be there? It ended up being the Nets. And for whatever reason, Kyrie ended up winning that argument if he was the one who wanted the Nets more than the Knicks, and that's where they went, because the other guy was going there too. And for these other players, it's who's already there. Who can I go play with? That's the biggest factor now.
Pete's in Delaware. Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
What's up?
Hey, so I had a question. Well, I am so sick and tired of the Celtics media right now, and even Danny Ainge. All of a sudden, we went from a team that used to accumulate talent to now all I have to hear about is high-character guys. Who's running the organization now? Is Brad Stevens' voice becoming louder than Danny Ainge? Because Danny Ainge never cared about high character. He cared about accumulating talent and winning championships. If anyone thinks that this team, the way it's assembled, has any chance of getting to the Eastern Conference Finals because they have high character, It's crazy, in my opinion. I don't know what's going on in the organization, but do you guys think that Brad Stevens' voice has gotten a lot louder after this season?
No, I think Danny feels burned by the whole Kyrie experience.
Okay, that's what I'm asking, because I'm trying to figure out, because there has been a shift in Danny's tone that I'm, like, stunned by, and I just was wondering if you thought maybe Brad's voice got a little bigger with Wick and Danny's kind of fallen a little bit.
I think Danny Ainge had great success in making a trade for Kyrie Irving and had assurances from Kyrie that he thought were real, and it turned out they weren't, and he feels burned by it. That's what I think it is, and I think he, you know, according to that one report, him and Kyrie directly had some issue at some point midway through the season, that Danny had an issue with Kyrie's leadership and took it up with him, and they had some sort of falling out, the two of them. And so they directly had an issue. And what that issue is, nobody knows, but they had an issue between the two of them.
You know what's sad, though, is the Celtics gave their soul to this guy. And I don't care that he left, but in some ways, we were embarrassing, like the way they dealt with the All-Star. And I know this is the new NBA. We have to get used to it. But they fell all over themselves. And it's like, just get a direction, stick with it. And, you know, hopefully in the future, they'll stick with it. Because right now, I just don't know what they're doing. I really don't.
All right, Pete, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's get to the Patriots. We got some Patriots items to get to. A number of things from over the weekend, including Tom Brady is fast. Not just throwing the football, but with his legs. Running. Brady, very fast, moving quickly. Also, some stuff on Rob Gronkowski coming out of retirement. The latest on that, Julian Edelman's documentary. Have you seen it, Hardy? Did you watch it?
No, I've heard audio clips. I have yet to watch it.
All right, I'll tell you all about it.
Answer me this. Do I need to watch it?
You should. You should check it out. Okay. I think you will be pleasantly surprised. I do. That and also...
Is it a little over the top?
A Patriots special teamer who I would have cut yesterday. I'll tell you about that. All that on the way next.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
He's going to run 40-yard dash and try to beat his other time that he did it when he was tired. So we try to beat fatigue time 40s. Rather than doing it at the beginning of our training, we do them at the end, see if he can still be faster than he normally is when he's tired.
Go, baby, let's go. Go, go, go!
Go, go, go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
What's that? What's that?
517.
We had to get one.
And your teeth kind of come rattling out of your mouth as you're moving that fast?
Yeah.
Keep on running. Keep on running from my love.
Tom Brady is 41 years old. Nearly going to be 42 years old. Birthday coming up, what, next month, right? They'll have a big birthday card for you to sign at training camp that they will then promptly throw in the trash. Sorry to ruin that secret for you. But with that being the case, he ran the 40-yard dash, as you heard in that video. His time at the combine in the year 2000 was 5.28 in the 40. 5.28 coming out of Michigan. He ran the 40 in that video this weekend at 5.17. His 40 time now, nearly 20 years later, is better than it was when he was coming out of college.
On the second heat, too.
He's got a better 40 time now than he did then. Your thoughts?
Why does he look so slow when he runs on the football field? If he can run that fast, why is he do that lumbering lollygag?
Well, a 40 is not... Well, first of all, he's not slow. I wouldn't call him slow.
When he runs on the football field, on the rare occasions when he does run, he looks slow.
He's a quarterback. Quarterbacks don't move that fast.
I think it's wonderful that he's stayed in shape and that he's able to eclipse his time from the combine. But so what? Is it going to equate to anything on the field?
No knee brace.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, okay. He's not, he doesn't have a knee brace on doing this. So that's a difference.
Yeah.
Number one, he wears a knee brace when he plays. Okay. Throw this stuff out for a second.
Okay.
Something's up with Brady trying to prove something to somebody these last couple of weeks. Go back to the video where he's throwing the football and he's got the radar out.
Oh, yeah.
Showing you how fast he's throwing the football.
Yeah.
Now he's showing you how fast he's running the 40. What's with the newfound edge?
Well, it's time versus time.
I love it.
Since when does he care about the measurables? I thought it was always win the game.
Can you do both? Can't both be true? I mean, has he ever told us that he doesn't care about the measurables? He's always been most focused on win the game, right? That it's not about being, you know, the number one overall pick. What, you know, I'm 199. I'll prove everybody wrong. Well, now all of a sudden he cares about, great, good for you. He's finding ways to be angry about something and prove something to somebody. Amen. At almost 42, finding new ways to prove people wrong.
Or
prove something to somebody. I don't know who it is.
To continue to prove that his whole method to beat the aging process is a viable one. And it's just going in line with what he started a few years ago with TB12. Whatever it is, the guy's unbelievable.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous that he continues to, you know, keep himself at this level and perform a level and exceed levels that he had previously attained. And it's all great news for Patriots fans because he's engaged. And even though he didn't do the OTAs again and there's certain things, it didn't matter last year. You know, so that doesn't matter. You still do it. But he's still getting the work done. He's still driven by something. And whether that thing is he feels threatened by something or he's got to create that threat, he's got to create the chip on the shoulder, or I believe that he's still trying to you know, put out the information that will help him and, you know, what he wants to do after football with the TB12. Whatever it is, it all leads to the same end point, which is he's going to be ready to go for another season at the age of 42, and he's going to be in as good a shape as he's been. It's phenomenal. It's great news for Patriots fans, and I guess great news for people who think that, you know, Tom Brady still has something to prove. He's got to create it. He's got to create it in his own head. And that's difficult. When you literally have nothing left to prove, then he's got to do something. He's got to create these artificial milestones, or he has to invent slights or disses from different people that he somehow has to overcome. Whatever he's doing in his own head, keep doing it, because apparently it's working.
Okay, so that's one Brady thing. We'll get to another Brady thing, an item of disrespect that we will address coming up in a few minutes. The Julian Edelman documentary, you have not seen it. Your initial reaction to knowing that it exists was what?
Well,
that it's over the top?
Unnecessary.
Unnecessary. Okay.
A Julian Edelman documentary on the surface, A, seems unnecessary, and B, the audio that I heard Toucher and Rich playing it, and a guy called into Toucher and Rich and said, I was really high when I was watching it, and I thought it was supposed to be funny. So I mean, I kept laughing at it, and, you know, in my baked mind, I'm like, oh, is this a comedy?
Some of it was supposed to be funny.
Is this a spoof? Is this a goof?
Some of it was supposed to be sort of funny.
Like some of the over-the-top emotional stuff, is it supposed to be funny?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good.
It was meant to be intentionally funny.
Good.
Like they kept showing Tom Brady's empty chair, like Brady was blowing off the documentary because he didn't give a crap about Edelman.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Then there was like Marky Mark, who was over the top, like that was, you know, sort of busting on Edelman.
Well, he's always funny. He's comedic.
Some of it was supposed to be funny.
Okay.
A comedic angle to some of the guests in the documentary.
But it is still a
Bill Burr was in it, where he just rips Edelman the whole time.
All right.
Every time they go to him, he just rips on Edelman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll watch it. I will watch it.
My initial reaction was,
I didn't know Bill Burr was in it. Now I'll watch it.
Two things I realize, right? Number one, we underrate Julian Edelman's star power because of maybe like, you know, he was drafted in the seventh round as a quarterback.
I don't know if you knew this. He's been playing the quarterback, Kent State, Wildcat.
Well, we know that, right? But we sort of forget, like, Julian Edelman is an NFL star. We just sort of forget that about him because he's sort of just our guy here. He's sort of a big deal. We just sort of, like, look at him as, like, you know, Tom Brady's the little guy there. Okay, so that's number one. Nationally, he's a pretty well-known guy. Number two, it's about the injury. The documentary is not like Julian Edelman's life story. Now, they sort of tell his story along the way, but this was about him getting hurt and coming back from an injury. That's what this is about, and it's pretty good. I thought it was better than I expected it to be.
All right, I'll watch it.
I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Watch it tonight?
I don't think you'll watch it and say it sucks.
Okay.
I think you'll say, oh.
Should we have homework for everyone who hasn't watched it yet? Watch it tonight?
Yes.
What else is on tonight? You got the Derby?
I have no idea.
Stranger Things is out. I mean,
I'm not a Stranger Things guy.
I watched the first two episodes so far.
It's pretty good. Of the third season or the entire show?
Of the third
season. Oh, you watched the show?
Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Would I like it?
Part of it I like, I think, more than you would because the kids are exactly my age.
Yeah, see, it's sort of before my time.
Whatever year it started, whatever age they were in, I think they've kept up with it, you know, chronologically with how old they are now. Like, they are, you know, that age in 1986 that I was. So it's like, I can relate to it on that level.
Right.
You probably wouldn't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Like kids hanging out at the mall and like all the stuff. I'm like, oh my God, that's what hanging out at the mall. That's exactly what it was like.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Rob Gronkowski says, call him when the playoffs start for coming back out of retirement.
With a chuckle.
Which leads me to believe there's no way he's coming back. Now he's just going to do this to us. Yeah, call me when the playoffs start, guys. And every picture you see that comes out of Rob Gronkowski, he looks thinner and thinner. He just keeps losing weight. Have you seen him?
Oh, yeah.
Does he look like a football player anymore?
No.
No, he doesn't.
Looks like he's enjoying some time away from the gym.
And now he's going to just mock it because he's tired of hearing it. Yeah, call me when the playoffs begin. I'll come show up when the playoffs start. Now he's going to be the guy who mocks you when you ask him the questions. Call me when the playoffs begin. I'd love to play in the Super Bowl. Which I think is great. Good for him. That's the latest from Rob Gronkowski. But the thing that I found purely offensive from this past week was a tweet from a special teamer on the Patriots. Did you see this tweet?
Yes.
I'm not sure a lot of people saw this tweet. I didn't see the tweet. It was brought to my attention.
And it was just a response to another tweet.
It was a one-word tweet. One word. And I'd cut the guy today over it. I'm offended. On behalf of Tom Brady, that would be a one Mr. Brandon King. Yep. Tell you all about it coming up after these headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.